At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
So, just before the program, I got some intel from military folks I know in the heartland. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Happy to have you with us today. And we start off with some breaking news. So my sources in Kansas are telling me that Army soldiers have now been deployed or in the process of being deployed to the border. And this information just coming in. We're getting reports also, and maybe you have knowledge as well. Families are being told, families getting calls from their soldiers, their family members serving in the military, saying that they're going to be deployed to the border. And what I find fascinating about this is that it's not just Texas. We understand troops are bound for San Diego, the Tijuana area. And it looks as though we are going to have thousands and thousands of military personnel, American soldiers, Marines, soldiers, Army soldiers, troops of all different varieties on our border stopping the illegal alien invasion. Now, I will tell you this. I feel great. I'm listening to these stories, and I know the family members are very concerned about their loved ones, but as anybody would do. But I got to tell you, there is a sense of comfort knowing that when we go to bed tonight, that there will not be illegals crossing into our country because the brave fighting men and women of the armed forces are standing watch. And I don't know about you, but that makes me sleep well at night. Not only are we watching all of these soldiers heading to the border, stopping the incoming invasion. And that's what's going on here. Trump is sending the troops down to stop the invasion. Now you've got ICE agents all over America, and the reports are really staggering that that illegals are being rounded up in a number of cities. Now, Bill Malugin from Fox was allowed to join an immigration raid in Boston, and they captured an illegal alien gang member from, of all places, Haiti, where they're eating the cats and they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats and the dogs. Cut number one.
We're going to be targeting some extremely violent offenders today.
Within moments, the officers are on the move with eyes on their first target.
Looks like we got movement, target vehicle coming out.
They quickly take him into custody. He's an MS-13 gang member wanted in El Salvador for aggravated murder. And he has an Interpol red notice out for his arrest.
We are targeting very violent threats to our community.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
Trump, you feel me? Little Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
And that right there, and you heard the guy, we had to bleep out some of the nasty language, the naughty words. But what you heard was this gang member praising Barack Hussein Obama and also praising Joe Biden while condemning President Trump. So I hope you understand what's happening in Boston, what's happening in Chicago and New York and cities all over America is a result of the failed policies of the Biden administration and the Obama administration. They flooded our country with millions and millions of illegals. And now those people, they're going, bye-bye. Bye-bye. See ya. Now, AOC, one Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, is very upset over this. And she took a moment away from going after Elon Musk for being Hitler to condemning the people cracking down on the illegals. Cut number six.
Mr. Speaker, you may wonder why so many of our friends across the aisle who care so deeply about the rule of law happen to be so desperate to pass this bill after they are unleashing people who attacked police officers here on the on this Capitol into roaming our streets, who are publicly saying now they want to get a gun. Suddenly, these folks care about public safety? I don't think so. Look no further than the price tag of this bill, $83 billion. They know that it can't be paid for. They know that the capacity is not there. And you know what will be there? Private prison companies are going to get flooded with money. Who give this money, no doubt. I want folks at home to look. Look at what members of Congress are invested in private prison companies who receive this kind of money, and look at the votes on this bill. It is atrocious that people are lining their pockets with private prison profits in the name of a horrific tragedy and the victim of a crime. It is shameful. It is absolutely shameful.
So we're hearing now around 500 or at least 500 illegals have already been rounded up. That was just in the first hours of the Trump presidency. And you heard Mnuchin there as the ICE agents are doing these raids. There's also video coming out of people being rousted from their homes in the early morning hours, the wee morning hours, as, again, they cracked down. Cut number five.
This afternoon, NBC 10 saw multiple unmarked SUVs here. Five people, some wearing vests that said police federal agents on the back, went inside one of the apartment buildings. Two agents waited outside, one person taken into custody that we saw. Whether this is connected to President Trump's effort to root out illegal immigrants, something he has promised to do, is unknown. We also saw federal agents at a building on Lexington Street, also here in East Boston. A witness there told us she saw one person arrested. There's roughly 11 million undocumented people around the country. President Trump has said the priority is finding and deporting those with criminal backgrounds.
Absolutely. And they're doing that right now. Tom Holman, by the way, on CNN. And Holman is saying, look, we're going to be going into all of these cities and communities, including the sanctuary cities. And he said that there may be collateral arrest in those sanctuary cities. So a lot of these sanctuary cities are vowing to defy the administration here, including the public school systems in many of these far left communities. So the solution here is very simple. Any public school that harbors these illegals and their children should immediately be defunded. Just yank all their federal tax dollars. I mean, that is a very simple fix to all of this. Any official who stands in the way of the federal officers doing their jobs and rounding up these illegal criminals should also be arrested. Now, Tom Homan telling CNN, what I'm telling you is, when we go to find our priority target, which is a criminal alien, if he's with others in the United States illegally, we're going to take enforcement action against them, too. We're going to enforce immigration law. This is a very common sense thing. As a matter of fact, President Trump, speaking of common sense, Trump was talking to the globalists today at Davos. He did a remote Zoom thing. And Trump actually brought up this term, common sense. Cut number 11.
Thank you very much, Klaus, and hello to everyone in beautiful Davos. This has been a truly historic week in the United States. 3 days ago, I took the oath of office, and we began the golden age of America. The recent presidential election was won by millions of votes, and all seven, every one of them, all seven swing states. It was a massive mandate from the American people, like hasn't been seen in many years, and some of the political pundits, even some of my so-called enemies, said it was the most consequential election victory in 129 years. That's quite nice. What the world has witnessed in the past 72 hours is nothing less than a revolution of common sense. Our country will soon be stronger, wealthier, and more united than ever before, and the entire planet will be more peaceful and prosperous as a result of this incredible momentum and what we're doing and going to do.
Good for you, Mr. President. We've got some more audio here. A Trump telling the globalists the way it's going to be, and I love this. America is back. We are large, and we are in charge. And everybody knows that. Everybody knows that. I want to say something about the soldiers, because we're getting some, a lot of people are very concerned. What about Posse Comitatus? No. The soldiers that are down there on in various other capacities. But it seems to me, ladies and gentlemen, if we're going to send American men and women to other countries to defend their borders, then they can stay at home and defend ours. It's really that simple in my book. We are being invaded. We've got to protect our homeland, and that is the responsibility of the U.S. military. And they're not fighting Americans. They're going to be fighting the cartels, and they're going to be fighting the criminal aliens who are coming across our border. All right, we got to take a break here. Curious to hear your thoughts on that. Also, if you are hearing of battalions, anybody being called up to go and protect the border, we'd love to hear from you as well. All right, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. The new heart-pounding military thriller, Valiant One, has everything you need in a movie. With tensions high between North and South Korea, a U.S. military chopper crashes deep in North Korean territory. With the platoon leader dead and no rescue coming, young Sergeant Edward Brockman must find a way to get the survivors back to safety. He must rise to the challenge to lead his team on a daring escape through treacherous and hostile territory, with enemy soldiers hot in pursuit. Only courage can bring them home. Valiant One has all the grit and explosive action you'd expect, along with the story of survival and bravery under fire. It keeps you on the edge of your seat. All you need is the popcorn. Don't miss this new action thriller from Briarcliff Entertainment and Monarch Media. Valiant One, featuring Chase Stokes and Lana Condor, only in theaters January 31st. The new heart-pounding military thriller, Valiant One, only in theaters January 31st. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us today on the Todd Stearns radio program. Have a fun show lined up for you. By the way, Congressman James Comer, coming on my Newsmax show. That's later tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight. Let's go to the phone line. Steve in Little Rock, Arkansas, wants to weigh in on these deportations. All right, Steve, what's going on?
I've been hearing a lot of
people. Oh, wait. Did I say deportations? I meant deportations. I'm sorry, yeah. Steve. That's, that is kind of clever, though.
Yes, I knew what you were talking about. I mean, like Cortez a while ago talking about, you know, where are these people going to end up in prisons and this, that, and the other? This hadn't been talked about near enough. What I think we ought to do is take them down to the border where they entered, where most of them through Texas. Put them on the other side of the river and let that machine of nonprofits, government, whoever brought them here. There's some big machine to move millions of people from all over the world to our country was in operation. Let that machine take them back home. We need to know more about what that machine was anyway if we're going to prevent this from happening again.
Yeah, Steve, yeah, that's a fair point. And, you know, again, it's going to take a long time here to get our border secure. We've got to finish building the wall. In the meantime, we've got to make sure we have so many troops down there. We're going to have to put the fear of God in people. And I do think that there will have to be some sort of an incident that will illustrate to people the dangers of trying to come into this country illegally. I don't know what that's going to be, but I am telling you, I will not be surprised if Trump actually orders American troops into Mexico to deal with these illegals.
I've always had this suspicion and feeling. I've got a feeling that the machine that brought all these people here from all over the world was a whole lot more of it was paid for by American tax dollars than people can even imagine.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. There was a coordinated effort, and we're going to get to the bottom of it one of these days. They will get to the bottom of it. But there was a coordinated effort to destabilize America. And you have to ask yourself, okay, well, who wants to have a destabilized America? Who wants to have a weakened America? Well, I think you have to look at China. You have to look at Venezuela, North Korea. You have to look at Iran, I think Russia as well. Many of these countries were wanting to, and they have a vested interest in making sure that we are weakened. And how do you do that? You flood this country with illegal alien invaders. And they've been causing all sorts of mayhem. And if you don't believe it, just look at the crime numbers in a lot of these communities, Steve.
Agreed. I mean, we're supposed to be led to believe this was completely a organic humanitarian migration. We'll let them organically, humanitarianly migrate home.
That's it. That's it. And there need to be repercussions for the Catholic charities. The Southern Baptist groups down there that were harboring these illegals, there need to be penalties for their involvement in all of this. We can no longer turn a blind eye to what these charities have been doing. They've been taking care of very dangerous people. You know what, Catholic charities, you know what, Southern Baptist people, if you want to help the immigrants, help the ones trying to come here legally. Help them. Steve, got to run. Thank you for that call. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we had our good buddy John Rich on, and he was talking about an incredible new bank that's opened up, now serving tens of thousands of customers in all 50 states. And this bank was co-founded by John Rich, also our good friend Larry Elder, and Dr. Ben Carson. It's called Old Glory Bank, and they are now a proud partner of the Todd Stearns radio program. And I want to tell you about this bank, folks. I mean, you have seen all the news stories about woke executives, and they're jumping on the bandwagon of freedom and liberty. All right, where were those people 4 years ago when banks were literally sharing your data with big government? And if you bank at some of the big banks, your information was turned over to big government. Many of those banks literally canceled patriots, conservative businesses and companies. Remember who they are, folks, and you got to. I don't trust them, and you shouldn't trust them either. I don't trust them with my money, and you shouldn't trust them either. But what you can do is trust an FDIC-insured bank that was created to protect your privacy, your security, and your liberty. And that's Old Glory Bank. Again, they were co-founded in 2022 by Dr. Carson and John Rich. Old Glory Bank now serves tens of thousands of customers, and I want you to go to their website here, oldglorybank.com/Stearns. That's oldglorybank.com/Stearns, and you're going to be able to open up your account, and you're going to be able to put your money in the hands of people you can actually trust, and they're going to protect your data. They're not going to turn your information over to the government. Again, oldglorybank.com/Stearns. That's oldglorybank.com/Stearns. And get involved, you know, in a company, in a bank that is pro-America. That's what I love. A bank that is owned by Main Street and not Wall Street. And folks, if you haven't caught on, there's a method to the way we're doing our sponsorships, because we really do want to create a secondary, almost underground economy for conservatives. I am just sick and tired of all of our money being used by these banks and these corporations to fund all these woke anti-American activities. And so that's why we're bringing to you people and organizations that are standing alongside of us, because they share our values. And that's one of the things I love about John Rich and Dr. Carson and Larry Elder and Old Glory Bank. So be sure to check him out again, oldglorybank.com/Stearns. That's oldglorybank.com/Stearns. All right, going right to the phones when we come back, 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. For a number of years, customers have been asking if MyPillow sells cross necklaces like the one Mike Lindell proudly wears every day. Well, they are excited to announce that Mike has partnered with a jeweler right here in America to create a beautiful sterling silver MyCross. You can save 30% today using promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square or call 800-839-8506. And be sure to use that promo code STARNS. You can choose from the women's or men's style. The MyCross for women has a more delicate look, reversible with mother-of-pearl style translucent white enamel on one side and black enamel on the other. The MyCross for men has a slightly larger cross with black enamel and a slightly longer, thicker chain. This amazing offer won't last long, so order now. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us, the Todd Stearns Radio Show, toddstearns.com. By the way, go check out our website, folks. We've done some redesign, and we heard a lot of your concerns about, well, there are too many ads. Well, we moved the ads to the side, so you have a much cleaner version of our news stories and whatnot, and you're going to love the content we have there at toddstearns.com. Let's go to the phone lines here, 901-260-5926. Jan is in South Carolina. Hi, Jan. I understand you have a question.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure to talk with you. I wanted to ask your opinion on the birthright citizenship. Before, if they were to take the 14th Amendment and rule that out or rule it in favor of restricting it, how do the rest of us have citizenship?
Now, that's an interesting question, Jan. So the 14th Amendment basically grants automatic citizenship to anyone born on American soil. There is a caveat, though. If you are a child of a foreign diplomat and you're born in this country, you do not have citizenship in this country. So the question then, what about all these people that are coming across our border or flying into America for the sole purpose of birthing their child on American soil so they can gain citizenship? And that's what the courts are going to have to decide. I know that right now, even as you and I speak, the Justice Department is appearing in federal court to defend President Trump's executive order, which aims to limit birthright citizenship.
So how do you and I have citizenship then? I mean, I disagree with abusing the system and everything, but what makes me a citizen then?
Well, you were born here in America. Your parents were American citizens. Their parents were American citizens. I'm just theoretically speaking.
Well, I understand all of that, but where does it stop and start? At what generation? So, and many generations back do you go before you're considered a citizen?
So Jan, do you believe that the entire nation of Mexico, they want to send their pregnant women to America to give birth? Are you okay with that? Would you be okay with that?
Of course not. I'm just trying to understand if birthright citizenship is removed. I'm a citizen because I was born here. What guarantees me my citizenship?
Well, I see the point you're making, but I don't think that's ultimately the issue here. The issue here is people that are taking advantage of that. And if you've got people from another country coming in for the sole purpose of giving birth so that their child gets American citizenship, we should all have a problem with that.
And I do. I think that's wrong. But I'm just trying to see I guess I'm not explaining myself well.
No, you're saying, okay, well, your parents, I mean, so you would have to go all the way back. So what you're saying is 200 some odd years ago, when your ancestors came to America, are they therefore, are they therefore not American?
I guess you could go that far back, but I'm just asking what makes me a citizen if it's not the fact that I was born here.
Yeah, if it's very simple, and it's if you were born in the United States, then you are an American citizen. It really is that simple.
Okay. And I think it is that simple, but we're fixing to change that.
No, I don't think we are fixing. No, we're not. I mean, again, if you're an American citizen and you were born to U.S. parents, then you're an American citizen. These birthright citizenship babies are not.
Yes, sir. I understand all that. I guess we're just talking in circles. I agree that that is wrong. I don't think that should be happening. I'm just trying to understand if it's not my being born here, what makes me a citizen? Is it because I was born to lawful, tax-paying parents?
Yes, your parents were U.S. citizens. Jan, you're right. I think we are talking in circles, but I appreciate you calling in. Let's bring in Alan in Jackson, Georgia, who wants to clarify birthright citizenship. Alan, what you got for us?
Well, I had heard there had been a Supreme Court ruling in the past, maybe in the late 1800s, and I can't say for sure. This is just speaking from what I had heard. That had justified it on behalf of a man who was here, like on a work visa or something that gave him legitimacy. He wasn't a citizen, but he was legitimately in the country and not here illegally. And they had a child while they were here and were granted it. Now, that's a ruling that some of your other listeners can probably have a little more knowledge than I do about it, but that's something that I had been made aware of when this first came up.
So Dred Scott, and it was a famous Supreme Court case, Dred Scott and his wife filed a lawsuit, and they claimed freedom, that they had freedom while they were still enslaved, and they did that based on the fact they were living in a free territory. So Dred Scott appealed the case all the way to the Supreme Court, and they denied his claim on the basis he was not a citizen of America and had no right to sue in federal court. I think that may be what you're talking about here.
It could be, or there may have been a different case that they did agree, and the child was made a citizen in a different court case.
So but if
say somebody else can call in, but I believe there was another court case where they did allow it, but it was not an illegal. It was somebody who had came here under some kind of a visa allowing them to work but not be citizens.
Right, but we're not – you see, the problem is we're getting two issues mixed up here. They're saying this is an issue of birthright citizenship, but these are really anchor babies. That's what we're talking about here, and that's what they're doing now. This has nothing to do with some accidental birth on American soil. This is being done intentionally. All right, Alan, got to let you go. Let's go to Frank in Collierville, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. All right, Frank, what say you?
Hey, Todd. Oh, I'm listening with sort of great interest in this topic. I've looked into it a little in the past. The 14th Amendment was not intended to do what it's now interpreted as having done. It had a purpose, and that purpose made a lot of sense when it was put into place. It follows the 13th Amendment and goes with the 15th Amendment. You know what those deal with? Slavery. Okay, so the idea was simple. When the 13th Amendment passed in 1865, and we got rid of slavery, which is one of the best things we've done. The question arose as to what to do with slaves. And you mentioned the Dred Scott decision. That was wrapped up in this because he said, well, do we send everybody back to Africa? So they passed the 14th Amendment specifically to declare that freed slaves and their families are American citizens and citizens of the states in which they reside. So it wasn't supposed to mean anybody who shows up here and is born here is a citizen. What you're talking about anchor babies a minute ago, it wasn't supposed to mean that. It meant specifically those people, the slaves and their families, your citizens, we welcome you here. It's stayed that way in case law until, what was it, 1895, the 1890s.
I think it was 1898, and the case is the United States versus Wong Kim, which clarified that the children born in the United States to immigrant parents are, in fact, citizens, regardless of their parents' immigration status.
That changed existing law. Until then, it was always the case that you are a citizen if either you became a citizen yourself, naturalized, or your parents are citizens. And case law through the 1870s and 80s remained that way. There were cases where someone was deported because they weren't a citizen and they'd overstayed their welcome, even though they were born here. And it was stated that way in the case. But in the case of Ark, Wong Kim Ark, what the U.S. decided then was there was no law that could directly appeal to that case. So they looked at common law, and they said, well, the U.S. common law says nothing about this. So the justices examined British common law, even though British common law was expressly indicated as not being the same as American common law. They looked at British common law, and they used a different principle, jus soli, which the law of the soil, meaning if you're born in the empire, you're a member of the empire. They applied it to Wong Kim Ark, and ever since then, that's been the case. Before then, it was always, if your parents are citizens, you're a citizen, whether you're born abroad or not. And then changing that created a bunch of issues that occurred for us later on as time went by, because we started examining, and well, if everybody born here is a citizen, then what do we do about these folks and these folks and these folks? But before then, it wasn't an issue. So I'm glad you heard of the case, because it's a very important case. I'm going to shut up and see what you... have to say, Tom.
Frank, well, it's a great call, and you're very well informed on this issue. I want to go to Charles in North Carolina, who also wants to weigh in on birthright citizenship. Charles.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. Todd, I think what this thing really goes back to, birthright citizenship, and where it has to go back to the actual Constitution, and the 14th Amendment dealt with the 3/5 clause in the Constitution. Because at the founding, with the two houses, the two different chambers of Congress, the Senate and the House, you know, was made up of based on population. Three states wanted every person who was a citizen to be counted, and as you know, that didn't include slaves because they were considered property. And then the Southern states said, well, you know, we want slaves to be counted 100%. So they compromised that a slave was a 3/5 of a person. And then the slave trade ended in 1808. Well, fast forward to the Civil War and the 13th Amendment, you outlaw slavery. So now you have to define citizenship. And when the 14th Amendment was passed, what it said was that if you're a former slave, you're now a citizen. And your parents, who weren't considered citizens because they were property, they have always been citizens. So I think if you look at the original intent of the Constitution, it clearly implies that in order to be a citizen, you have to be born here or your parents have to be a citizen. I think that's the good legal argument that I hope the Trump Justice Department uses before the courts.
It has to be, and it has to be clarified, because you have other countries now taking full advantage of what I think are, in fact, loopholes. I don't think anybody ever imagined you would have this anchor baby, you know, industry where you would literally be bringing people over to have babies on American soil with the intent they become American citizens.
Correct. I mean, that is an abuse of the system, and that was never the intent of the 14th Amendment. I think if we could somehow go back in time and ask the authors of that amendment what they actually meant, if we could describe to them what was going on in the year 2025, I think they would agree with you and I that these illegals are not citizens. If they cross the border and have a child here, they're not citizens either. I think that's you know, if you look at the intent, the original intent, it was to free the slaves, to identify former slaves, and make them citizens.
But, Charles, I think going back to Jan from South Carolina, Jan, thank you. Jan just blew up our phone lines here with folks wanting to weigh in on this. But I think Jan's issue, and this is a fair question, and maybe it's one of those things where at some point, somewhere along the line in American history, we all had to decide, okay, we are all American citizens starting right now. Because her point is, all right, what right do we have to call ourselves American citizens if our great, 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 greats, you know, came here from somewhere else?
Well, so looking at that, Todd, I mean, all of my ancestors have been here since the 1600s, and they were all British subjects. And so were Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, Benjamin Franklin. Every person who lived in the United States was a British subject. And then after the Constitution was ratified, we ceased to be British subjects, and we're automatically American citizens.
Well, there you go.
I think, yeah.
All right, Charles, they're yelling at me. We got to take a break here. Good intel. Well done, everybody. Regardless, the 14th Amendment was not intended to create an anchor baby industry, and I think we can all agree on that. All right, got to take a break here. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's go to the phone lines. Jerry the Liberal in Milwaukee. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind? Hello, Jerry. All right, let's put Jerry on hold. I think we've got a phone issue there. We'll try to get him in the next hour of the program. Coming up, we are going to be checking in on Capitol Hill. A lot happening. Congressman Mark Harris from North Carolina will weigh in on President Trump's executive orders on immigration, also labeling the cartels as terrorists. We'll be checking with Dalton Glasscock over in Wichita, Kansas. CNN, by the way, now planning to lay off hundreds of workers. We'll tell you who's getting the heave-ho. By the way, Little Jimmy Acosta is very upset. They want to move him to late night, and I don't blame CNN. I mean, nobody likes to watch the guy. He's kind of like Jimmy Kimmel without personality. So anyway, Little Jimmy may be among those that get in the heave-ho. We'll tell you all about that. Also, folks, I would love for you to check out our live video feed. You can actually watch the show on my Rumble TV channel. We're adding so many new listeners, and we want to welcome everybody. We also have a live chat underway over at Rumble and an opportunity for you to hang out and go back and forth with me. I try to jump in there during the commercial breaks, but we'll be talking coming up in the next hour about Elon Musk and still coming under fire for what they're saying was a Nazi salute. Have you seen the video of Elon at the Trump inaugural parade? Do you believe that Elon was, I don't know, mimicking, imitating a Nazi? Was he giving a Nazi salute, Elon Musk? We're going to be taking your calls on that. Alan 9177 says, I think Elon was mimicking a rocket taking off. Is that what? Yeah, really? I don't think that was it, Alan. I could try, though. So give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Also, head over to oldglorybank.com/Stearns in the break. Check out all the great things they've got going on. I'm moving over some of my accounts into Old Glory Bank, and you ought to give it a shot. Check them out. They're good people, folks. OldGloryBank.com/Todd. Is it Starnes or Todd? I got to get that right. Old Glory Bank, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll be right back.
I don't know. parking. I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room? My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So very happy to have you with us today. Wow, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. We're going to be getting to your calls. I see many of you on hold. Hang tight. Don't go anywhere. We are following all sorts of big news stories, and I suspect during all 4 years of Trump's presidency is going to be wall-to-wall breaking news. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our friend from North Carolina's 8th Congressional District, Congressman Mark Harris. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing great, Todd. You're sounding great as well.
Congressman, a lot happening today. We understand President Trump sending thousands of military personnel to the border. We're hearing reports of troops getting deployed. And want to get your reaction to the president's positions on immigration.
Well, we've certainly been very, very excited to see the president taking the steps that he told us he was going to take. And, you know, I think when I talked to you last, I shared with you that this whole theme of promises made, promises kept, that he saw in the first term, this is just a continuation of that that we're seeing take place. And, I'm excited, quite frankly. We're seeing action being taken.
What does that look like in your mind when President Trump says we're going to take on the cartels, we're going to treat them as terrorists? What does that actually look like?
Well, I think it has to look like he is going to weed out. And listen, when he's going after the cartels and even the gangs that we have that are already, we know, are operating within our country, he is simply going, making arrests. He said he was going to get the criminals out of our country, and he is beginning to do that. Now, the fact that he's putting our military on the border and deploying them to be there, it just shows the seriousness of the moment in which we're facing. And he has been preaching this message all over this country for years, that the Biden administration has allowed the invasion of terrorists and criminals and others across the border into our country. And he is serious about making America safe again.
Would you say it would be justified? Let's just say President Trump wants to take the fight directly to the cartels, and we're sending troops across the border and we're actually fighting on Mexican soil. Would you be okay with that?
Well, you know, I've asked that question a little earlier today, and I would have to really sort through that. And I'm not quite sure how I feel about it. I'm certainly not looking to get into another war. But I do think that we have every right to put our troops at our border and make sure that the message is clear that you're not coming across that border.
I think the argument could be made, though, that we're actually doing Mexico a favor as well, if in fact we decided to go into their country. I'm not sure they would take it like that, but at the end of the day, I think everybody would be breathing a sigh of relief if the military were able to go in and pretty much eliminate all of these drug cartels.
Well, and there's no question, we should do everything in our power to wipe out these cartels. I mean, we just have to. There's no question about it. And they have engaged in a campaign of violence to the greatest degree. We see examples of the kind of things and the powers that that they bring, the danger that they bring. Last week, a fleeing cartel gunman killed an elderly woman during a clash in Mexican border city. Also last week, a cartel-connected human smuggler was sent to prison for kidnapping a Texas teenager. Those, again, are examples of things that are affecting everyday Americans seeking to live their lives. And President Trump has said enough is enough.
Congressman, I want to turn away from immigration for just a moment. Let's focus on FEMA, which I know so many people in North Carolina are so aggravated right now. They're not getting the resources they need. President Trump wants to give the states the power to deal with the disasters instead of FEMA, that the states should handle things. How do you feel about that?
Well, I certainly support that. And, you know, he's going to Asheville tomorrow, from what I understand. And someone asked me, what do I think he'll see down there? And I said, well, I'll tell you exactly what he'll see, because it's what I've seen when I've been over there. And that is, he's going to see FEMA, who has dropped the ball so many occasions. And the fact is, it is seen in many cases that they're getting in the way of the work that's being done. And what he's going to see is groups like Samaritan's Purse that have been there from the beginning and are meeting needs of people. They're going to see the North Carolina Baptist-owned mission and the work that they're doing, helping people rebuild their homes, helping them get back into their homes. And, you know, it's going to be key that the communities rise up. And I think that probably what he's seen happening in Western North Carolina has helped feed that to President Trump and his vision. So I've seen how they complicated things, and I fully agree with President Trump in the approach that he's taking here.
How would you quantify the job that FEMA has done in your state, Congressman?
Well, I'm not sure I could even begin to totally quantify that. I mean, right now, our people were dealing with the issues of getting letters saying that they were going to have to leave the motels where they were having refuge during the midst of the storm, because FEMA was having a hard time contacting them. I know Congressman Chuck Edwards has been working diligently, along with our senators as well, have made calls. And he's a congressman in that area, Chuck is, and is getting commitments from FEMA for at least for next 21 days, not having people move out of where they are. And if FEMA can't get in touch with them, that more steps would be taken to try to get in touch for follow-up with those individuals before they're just put out in the cold.
Seems to me it's almost criminal, their response to this. And when you remind, you know, we had to remind people, this was a government agency who told their workers, do not offer assistance to anybody with a Trump flag or a Trump sign in
right.
their front yard. For me, Congressman, I may be out of line here. That is criminal behavior in my mind.
Well, there's no question. Those that they can trace it down back to that made such statements as that, they ought to be held criminally liable.
Congressman Mark Harris on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Before we let you go, Congressman, you are co-sponsoring a very important piece of legislation. I love the title, Regulation Decimation Act. What is that going to do? Why should our listeners be excited about this?
Well, I'm excited. I'm co-sponsoring with Representative David Taylor from Ohio. It's going to force agencies to eliminate 10 regulations for everyone that's created. You know, the Trump administration in the first go-around was well known for one of the things that was spurring our economy to just grow and grow was that we were rolling back all of these government regulations. And I think the rule back then was kind of 2-to-1. Well, this time around, because of what's happened in the last 4 years with the Biden administration just piling regulation on top of regulation, really choking out our businesses and groups around the country, this time we're talking about 10 regulations for every one created. 10 have to be taken away. And that's going to be extremely important. We've got to allow our companies to be able to function. It's just key.
I love this. And Congressman, just as maybe some guidance here. I mean, you guys know what you're doing, but from the view from the pew here, any kinds of research projects involving barnyard animals smoking crack, just go. You don't even need to look at it. Just go ahead and knock that right out of there. So
I agree with you.
You'd be surprised at how prevalent that is.
Oh, I know. It is time for common sense to prevail once again. And listen, it's already Thursday, but I tell you, we still feel like every day is a new day in this administration as they are taking our country back. And I am very, very grateful for the work that's been done. It's been nonstop since President Trump was inaugurated at noon on Monday. And listen, we're getting back to common sense.
Love it. All right, like to hear that. Congressman Mark Harris, everybody, from the great state of North Carolina, doing a great job there. This is your first term in Congress. Is that right, Congressman?
First term, yes, sir. And it's coming at us fast, brother.
Wow, it is. Just before I let you go, being a first term where you're like a freshman, do they play, I don't know, practical jokes on you guys? Do you have hazing involved up there?
Well, there hasn't been too much hazing. I think that when I was going into my committee meetings, the worst of it is because you're a freshman, the seating, you're not only the last one to ask questions, but literally I have found myself on the center of the front row in every one of my committees that I am serving on, whether that be judiciary, agriculture, or education and workforce. And so that's probably the worst hazing that I've experienced, is having to be front and center.
Well, as long as you don't have to sit next to AOC or Steve Cohen, you know, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, that's not likely to happen.
No. All right. Good stuff. All right. Congressman, thank you again. Congressman Mark Harris, everybody, from North Carolina and the 8th Congressional District. All right, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we're going to go directly to our phone lines, 901-260-5926. How do you like this idea that Trump has? Emergency response should be handled by the states instead of FEMA. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room? My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right, ToddStarts.com. A lot of great stuff for you to check out there, everybody, as well as our free podcast and our newsletter. So great, great info for you if you are a conservative patriot. Let's go to the phone lines. Birmingham, Alabama. Carrie is with us today. Hi, Carrie. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd and audience. I was just calling about your comment about what Elon was doing with his hand and, you know, so forth when you were commenting about that. So I believe he was just talking to the audience and he was happy thanking them for voting for Trump and bringing in Trump into the election and getting the United States back more or less. So I really think he was showing thankfulness to the audience by doing that. And I know everybody takes it in a bad way. It makes it look like it's a Nazi thing or whatever, but it was his way of swinging his arm to showing his thankfulness to the audience from his heart.
So you don't think he's a Nazi?
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm with you, Carrie. I mean, it's, you know, the guy was just excited. He was happy. And he was caught up in the moment. And quite frankly, when you look at so many other people from Barack Obama, AOC, Tim Walz, everybody is captured on camera waving or doing something like that, and it looks like something it is not. So, Carrie, I think I'm with you. Thank you for the call, and it's a great observation. Let's go to Rita in Statesville, North Carolina. Hi, Rita. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to speak about what your comment about Mexico probably wouldn't like it if we sent our troops into there to go after cartels. But I truly believe that Donald Trump has the dealing ability to tell the president of Mexico he would gladly assist in that and work that out with her.
And it may be, Rita, it just seems to me that the Mexicans would be much better off if the cartels were wiped off the face of the earth. I mean, they're the ones that are suffering much more than Americans. I mean, we're getting, don't get me wrong, what's happening here with fentanyl and the number of dead Americans numbering the millions, it's a huge problem here, but it's also a big problem south of the border, too.
But the crackdown on here is what I guess Americans are most concerned about. And the lady said something from South Carolina about who was a citizen if they'd been born here. Well, you know, people come through Ellis Island. They came through the right way. And the other thing is, I don't think that they're going to go back retroactively. I think that it would be like a current thing for anchor babies. So.
Well, absolutely. And there may be those cases. I don't think you can have a blanket policy. There should be some exceptions and there will be. But what's happening right now is just not sustainable because you're literally having people coming here from China, other places, and having their babies on American soil. We got to put a stop to that.
It has to be a secure border so we know who's here and who's not here, and we want people here, but they need to stand in line like everybody else that is here did.
Rita, you're absolutely right. Thank you for that call, and Billy is standing by in North Carolina. Hi, Billy. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to comment on the FEMA thing. I believe, you know, I would take better care of myself than my neighbor would take care of me, and I believe the states would be the same way, but North Carolina or any other state would do a better job of looking after their own people better than the federal level. So I think that would be a plus, actually.
Billy, I love President Trump's take on this, and I to your point, the people in North Carolina know what you guys need, and we shouldn't have to be waiting on Washington, D.C. to intervene. Can I throw in a wrench into this, Billy? Right now, there's another big fire that popped up overnight in California, Santa Clarita Mountains. There is 911 video right now, or audio rather, of firefighters saying they've run out of water. So the question is, what happens when you have incompetent state leadership? You know, so it's a great idea if you've got competent people in your state, but that could also go terribly wrong too.
Well, it seems to me like, you know, if the leaders of that state would think more about the people than some little fish that's of no account anyway, you know, and provide the water that could very easily have been done. Even Trump tried to tell him, and he wouldn't listen. So, yeah, I think Gavin Newsom, he should be replaced ASAP.
Billy, it's a good thought. Thank you for calling in. Let's try to get in Jerry from, we got it worked out, the phone issues. Jerry the Liberal. Hi, Jerry. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. The problem with this people's interpretation of the 14th Amendment, it doesn't just apply to freed slaves. It applies to everyone born in the jurisdiction. I mean, the people wrote the 14th Amendment, if they wanted only to mean freed slaves or their descendants, they wouldn't have written it that way. They clearly would have written that. And in terms of jurisdiction of that, people in the early 1800s wrote that the jurisdiction meant people residing within the United States who weren't like the children of diplomats or who weren't diplomats. So, I mean, if people want to change the 14th Amendment, they can. You pass a constitutional amendment, but as it stands, as the Supreme Court said, you know, the children of immigrants who aren't U.S. citizens are citizens themselves. And it doesn't say anything specifically if you're illegal that you're not citizens. It doesn't say that. It says those subject to the jurisdiction. And everyone born in the U.S. who isn't like the child of a diplomat or so is subject to the jurisdiction, you know, is a U.S. citizen.
Jerry, I got to leave it there. We're coming up on a break, but we got the gist of it. Look, my problem is you got Senorita Chiquita and you got Senorita Ho Chi Minh, and they're coming to our country just to give birth to their baby, and then go, I got a problem with that. All right, hang tight, everybody. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back, America.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me.
Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z'er.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.org and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Todd Starnes radio program, we always, always correct any errors that might happen during the program. And it was brought to my attention yesterday, and I don't know, did Dieter? No, Dieter didn't bring this to my attention. He should have brought this to my attention. He did not bring this to my attention, but I was told that I've been mispronouncing the bishop, the woke, blasphemous bishop of National Cathedral. I've been mispronouncing the bishop's name. It is not Bishop Booty. And so yesterday on Newsmax, I was asking people who was responsible for picking this particular bishop to deliver the sermon where she went after Donald Trump. Who made that booty call? Well, it turns out her name is not pronounced Booty. It's pronounced Buddy. So it is not Booty. It is Buddy. And so we always like to clear things up. My apologies. Bishop Buddy, we did not mean to intentionally call you Booty. So there you go. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Hope you're doing well wherever you might be. Big news coming from the world of journalism, broadcasting. CNN now making some big announcements. They're going to be slashing hundreds and hundreds of jobs. CNN also announcing a massive shift in their lineup. So they're moving around all of their anchors, still unknown as where Little Jimmy Acosta is going to fall out in all of this. Well, I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Welcome in our good friend Dalton Glasscock, who's the CEO of Starnes Media Group, also on the Wichita City Council. Dalton, hope things are going well in Wichita.
Always doing well in Wichita. What a show opening for me to join in immediately following your last commentary.
Well, you know, a lot of the news, a lot of the talk shows, a lot of the news organizations, they don't like to, you know, when they make a mistake, they don't like to correct them. We're all about, you know what, transparency, fair and balanced. And when we make a mistake, when we call somebody Booty when they're really Buddy, we want to do the right thing.
Hey, you're always doing the right thing, Todd.
We try. We try, Dalton. We really do. So I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. The headline, CNN laying off hundreds of employees. And this is happening really all across the broadcasting and the journalism industry. Are we seeing what's happening here? Are we seeing a new trend developing?
I think first and foremost, you know, we have great radio listeners, but people are also consuming so much of their content in digital right now. In any business model that isn't including digital as a key component of the entire operation is going to be missing out. And I think that's the direction you see CNN taking and a lot of these other groups taking. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of these layoffs as well. It takes far less staff to run a digital operation than it does a radio operation or especially a TV operation.
Yeah, you know, it's you have to sort of adjust with the times. And I remember, you know, when radio first came out and everybody said, oh, that's the end of newspapers. Well, no, it wasn't. You know, newspapers just adjusted. When TV came out, people said, oh, that's the end of radio. And it wasn't. So radio, I think you just have to be nimble enough to change with the times. And you've got to make sure that you're embracing whatever new technology is out there.
Honestly, in some ways, you could tie it into scripture, be of all things to all people. You have to figure out, go where people are. People consume different information in different mediums, and so make sure that you're going to where they consume information, and whether that be TikTok, whether that be Instagram, whether that be, our Facebook, whether that be the website, or email news blast, radio. And you see what we have is we have so many different components of this company, and basically any way you can consume information, you can find Starnes Media Group. You can find KWAN in whatever medium you consume information.
Yeah, and that's it. And so we're on multiple platforms. And as Rush Limbaugh said, you never, and this is for all you TikTok people out there, so many people, Dalton, base their entire business model on TikTok. Rush Limbaugh said, never base a business model on a platform that you do not control. So common sense there.
Use it as an added benefit to help.
Yeah.
But that's why we focus so much of our energy and effort on ToddStarnes.com and also our email news blast, because those are content that we control. We take those information. You never know what a private sector company is going to do. And so don't put all your eggs in one basket, or you're going to be pretty out of luck at the end of it. Another thing that really, I think, is telling about CNN's move is that they talked about how much it costs to produce a show in New York City or Washington. And so a lot of these, it's just infeasible in these cities. When you have a cost of living that's skyrocketing, a lot of the communities across the country that have more appropriate cost of living might see some benefit from a lot of these operations leaving high tax states, high living states like New York and California, and also Washington, D.C.
I thought it was fascinating because when you look at CNN's history, and there's a great documentary on Ted Turner, the guy who created CNN, and it started, CNN had its roots in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where it had been based for decades from its birth. Then when it was sold, they eventually moved most of the company to New York, and now they're going right back to where it all started. And you're right. It's primarily because of the cost that are inflicted on the company doing business in New York. But I also think when they took CNN out of Atlanta, early on, CNN was a very reputable news organization, and they lost focus. They lost their mission. And I think that's the problem, is mission creep set in. And CNN eventually started doing things they were not meant to do, and the viewers said, you know what, we're done here.
Well, and like you said, there's so many components of this. Yeah, there's the business component of maybe lack of diversification and just adapting to the times, but there's also the influence of government housing these individuals. When you have cities that are, because of high-tax cities and because of poor economic policy or zoning policy, the cost of living is skyrocketing. Government does affect business, and usually affects business in a negative way because of overburdens and regulations and regulatory action. And that's what you see in a lot of these cities, and that's why it matters what city you're in, not just what state. You know, federal policy affects a lot, but your city policy also affects dramatically the businesses and operations you have in your community as well.
And Dalton, from an editorial standpoint, I know you're on the business side of what we do, but from an editorial standpoint, don't you think as well it's just good to have a company that may not necessarily be in New York, because you become so focused, it's almost tunnel vision, and you're focused on New York, and people forget there's an actual a country, you know, on the other side of the Hudson River. And I think when you have a company based in Atlanta or Nashville or Wichita or wherever, then you're going to have a broader look, and you're going to kind of feel like the country as opposed to just being New York centric.
Well, you have to talk to and engage with real America, and that's why we located our company in Memphis, Tennessee, because it's real America. And on that end, you know, I do the business side, you do the editorial side. Let people do what they do really well. I don't touch the editorial side. I don't look at the editorial side. I trust you and your abilities as a writer to be able to do it, and you trust me and the business abilities. And so that's what we also have to get back to in business, is make sure that you do what you do well and capitalize on your strengths. And don't focus on the weaknesses that each individual does have.
Yeah, this thing about Ted Turner, it really, I love documentaries, and this was a really good one. I don't agree with Ted on his politics, whatever. All right, the guy's a classic Southern liberal, and those folks are kind of fun to be around. But when they were starting CNN, I just you'll appreciate this, Dalton. I'm just glad it didn't come to that to this point. You know, when we were launching Stearns Media Group. In the early days, they actually went around to the executives, the company executives, and they all had to turn over the deeds to their cars and their homes, and they literally had to go and take those to the bank so they could make payroll.
Wait, so I had to give you my deed unnecessarily a couple years ago when you were launching the station?
Oh, yeah. Oops.
It's fine. We fixed all of those things. Starting a business is difficult. You notice that when we did this in 2020, the middle of a global pandemic, it's tough to be able to launch. I mean, there's a risk associated with it, but that's what America thrives on, is risk. We like a challenge. We reward drive, reward passion. And some people in the industry don't have passion. They don't have drive. And if you don't have passion or drive in life, then you're going to have a real tough time in this country.
No, it's a great point you raise, and you're right. It is about taking that risk, and you know, it's for us stepping out on our own. We're the only major independent operator in radio right now. I know that's kind of shocking to a lot of people, but in the talk radio world, we're it.
It's also based in our faith too. We believe in hard work. We believe that hard work is scriptural. That part of your ministry is how you live into your job and how you do your job well. And that's something that I think you elevate. I mean, this is, if the listeners don't know, this is Todd's life most of the time. And he cares deeply about this. But it's also scriptural, because you believe that you are doing what God has called you to do because of your passion and of your desire to help people and tell the stories of Americans to the rest of the world.
And to leave it on this note, well, I've got one other thing I want to bring up here. But to put a bow on this, on the business side and what you do, Dalton, it's been remarkable to start really a business with $0 in the bank and to build it to the point where we are now. And, you know, that is something very rare, especially in the small business community, to be able to build the company to the size you have in the amount of time you have.
Hey, do what you do well and ignore the other things.
Yeah, that's it.
That's our focus.
As long as they get our name spelled right, so.
Competitive advantage and diversification. Those are the keys.
Dalton, real quick, before we let you go, I had gotten a call from one of our listeners in Kansas saying that soldiers are getting deployment orders. So it looks like a contingent of soldiers from Kansas heading to the southern border as part of this massive deployment. Hearing anything about that in your state?
I have not. The only news I've heard is from Starnes Media Group and ToddStarnes.com. I haven't heard anything else yet, but I can assure you that I will pay attention. I'll let you know if I hear any development.
All right. There you go, folks. Dalton Glasscock, CEO of Stearns Media Group, great American patriot, great businessman as well. Thanks, Dalton.
We'll talk. Bye.
All right. There you go, folks. 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to the phones. Got to take a quick break. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, Congressman James Comer, by a very special guest on Newsmax. It is big, folks. I'm talking about Newsmax. Donald Trump inaugurated, millions of people watching that on Newsmax. Newsmax is one of the most trusted news sources in America, the fastest growing cable news channel in America. And all this week, by the way, I want to encourage you to tune in 7 o'clock Eastern to watch Rob Schmidt's series on Trump's plans. 8 o'clock Eastern, Rob Finnerty exposing the billionaires trying to stop Trump, which is why you need to watch Newsmax. Even President Trump says he watches Newsmax all the time. You can find Newsmax on all major cable systems and YouTube TV, or you can download our free Newsmax app on your phone or TV and start watching for free. Millions are really making the switch to Newsmax. You need to be one as well. And don't forget, watch Todd Stern Show, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. All right, Ben Dieter. We've been in the headlines the past couple of days. A lot of folks on the left taking offense at my comments surrounding the National Cathedral, calling it the Sanctuary of Satan. So the Washington Post now mentioning us in their coverage.
What did they say?
Well, actually, it was fairly tame compared to Wonkette. Wonkette actually said some things, and I learned a few new words, by the way, in their description, which apparently involved some sort of pornography.
Oh.
So they're not really happy about that. So it is what it is. But I did, you know, again, just, yeah, I felt bad that we've been calling her booty and, you know, the whole, you know, who was responsible, who made the booty call.
So you apologized about that.
I felt bad. I genuinely felt bad.
Did she receive the apology? That's the question.
I don't know. I'm afraid to reach back out to her. But I wanted to make a public apology, and I did it last night on Newsmax as well. So her name is Bishop Buddy. Her name is Marianne Edgar Buddy. Whom names the female child Edgar? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
That's typically not a female name. Can we play something? I know you're a big music fan, right? You listen to a lot of music,
mm-hmm.
right? You're kind of like in the... Do you have a favorite song, a singer, songwriter?
I love pop, and I love... I listen to all sorts of music, honestly.
So there's a singer called... Her name is Molly Gawler. Have you heard of her?
The name is familiar.
Molly Gawler. Okay. She has released a brand new song. And I'm telling you, this one tugs at the heartstrings. I know Dylan is like, I mean, your major was music, your business, you know, music business major. So Dylan, I have to ask you, we're going to play this and maybe we can find out if she's got a career in the works here. This is Molly Gawler releasing a brand new song.
Black and indigenous people of color. Black and indigenous people of color. Lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer. Lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer. Asian American Pacific Islander. Asian American Pacific Islander. Latino, Hispanic, Romani, and Creole. Latino, Hispanic, Romani, and Creole.
Make it stop.
We have a place in this world.
Oh, well, how about that?
Give her a Grammy. My gosh.
Did you say Romanian? That was just sort of random, right?
She was like...
Romanian.
I also saw the video of the audio you just heard. She was like standing out in the woods, the forest.
Oh, I wonder if she's one of the... Maybe she had just finished forest bathing.
Maybe it would check. It. Yeah, it would check.
Dylan?
Could have used an acoustic guitar or two. Maybe a drum beat.
Yeah, she was like patting herself on the chest doing that.
Auto-tune. It's free. You can download an app.
Everybody uses it now.
I'm not sure she gets through the first round on American Idol, though. That's, you know, I'm just saying. I don't mean to poo-poo on her, but she ought to keep that day job.
I do appreciate the rolling of the R's.
Oh, yeah. Was that Romanian? It was hard to understand the lyrics, and it may have been another gender that we don't know about. Thank you, Molly. Molly Gawler, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
For that, crazy.
Beautiful rendition.
Yeah, it is. By the way, Sam Cuffell is out of a job. Sam is a meteorologist in Milwaukee, and Sam is very upset at Elon Musk. We understand that Sam, when Elon Musk did the salute, the infamous salute, I don't want to do the salute because they'll accuse me of being a Nazi.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, he said, dude, Nazi saluted twice during the inauguration. Sam is a female.
Yeah.
Samantha. All right, Samantha. Sam said, you blank with this and this, man. I don't blank with you, full stop. And then she shared a clip from the comedy show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where the character said, screw that old B-word, he's a Nazi. Well, there you go. Sam out of a job now.
Yeah, so Sam should have stuck with weather. the green screen and not weigh in on something that she clearly was not skilled or adequate to weigh in on. It cost her a job. You know, that's a rookie's mistake.
Yeah, these journalists these days, you and I have to talk about that coming up in the next hour, by the way.
I just watched a press conference, a Memphis journalist, unbelievable. They can't even talk, much less ask a question.
No, the journalism school, we'll talk more about this coming up. Yeah, I've got a lot to say about it. Anyway, there you go, Sam. Sorry about that. It's, I guess, always partly cloudy in Philadelphia. Hang tight, everybody. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. Great to have you with us today. I have a story I've got to share with you from Texas. And we have this up on our website, toddstearns.com. A Dallas area bakery is under fire because the owner called Trump supporters absolute garbage. And I'm going to describe, you know, what is it with these, these progressives? It's always the magenta haired people, right? So anyway, there's a bakery called Hive, H-I-V-E. Haley Pop is the owner. It's in Flower Mound, Texas. And she's got magenta-colored hair and the tattoos. She wears a T-shirt that says, blank the patriarchy. And she also hates all of you MAGA people. She published a photograph or a statement about Elon Musk and claimed that he was saluting Hitler. And she just published a photo of freshly baked cookies adorned with the face of Bishop Buddy. Oh, I got it right, Ben Dieter. Woohoo. Bishop Buddy, the blasphemous bishop at National Cathedral. I'm not too sure I want to eat a cookie with that chick's face on it, but that's just me. So anyway, she's writing on the bakery's Facebook page, these people who reside here in this town are absolute garbage. Even though the criminal they voted for won, they still come for us like children with schoolyard insults. It's never enough. They're bullies. And she's upset because apparently a bunch of people in town called and asked her to make custom Trump cakes or cookies ahead of Inauguration Day. And she's very upset over all of that. Anyway, if I were you, I'm sure there are plenty of other bakeries there in Flower Mound, but I'm telling you, a lot of these leftist business owners have very bad business sense. It just seems to me that if you own a business, you would want both liberals and conservatives to go and do business there, right? I mean, I suspect there are a lot of conservatives that love delicious homemade cookies.
Especially because we won the popular vote. I mean, you're getting more business because we won, they lost.
It's true.
Such a bad business model.
I'm not sure who wants to eat a booty cookie. I'm sorry, buddy cookie.
That's nasty.
It is nasty.
No, these people are losing their mind. I was in my gym last night and this guy came in. And I was working out. He's a Democrat. He knows that I'm a Trumper because I always wear my red MAGA hat. And he lit into me about Project 2025. I'm holding my dumbbells. He is going on. Trump did this with an executive order. He's seething. I'm like, bro, just let me work out. These people aren't okay. They need therapy. It's going to be a long, long 3-4 years for these ones.
Did you accidentally drop the dumbbell on his foot?
It was awkward. I was trying, because here's the thing, Todd. I'm a big bodybuilder. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. I'm working on it, right? I'm a little on the thin side.
Do Legos count?
So I'm working on it because I don't want to be the diary of the wimpy kid living his real life. And here I am. And so I'm actually there and I'm pumping iron without a shirt on. So it was awkward. I was the only one in the gym. It's a nice gym. And I was flexing, I was lifting, I was grunting, and he comes in and interrupts my workout for 30 minutes. He's talking about Trump MAGA Republicans, knowing that I am one. It's rather uncomfortable for a whole host of reasons.
I wonder what you do in that situation. I
faked a phone call.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Most of the people coming up to me in my neighborhood are, in fact, conservative. And so those are always pleasant conversations. But I would be curious, how do you folks handle that? You know, when somebody comes up and they start attacking you because of who you voted for. But I'm with you. I think these people do need therapy.
Well, he knew better not to attack me because I had dumbbells in my hands.
There you go.
Yeah.
And the reason you're thin is you're a marathon runner.
Yeah.
So you run, like, you win races. And
yeah.
You're very competitive.
I'm very competitive, but we've got to fill out the sleeves.
All right. I got you. Let's go to Mark real quick in Gainesville, Georgia, wants to weigh in on the woman singer. Hey, can we play some of that again? The female singer. Just so we can, in case somebody is just now joining in, so they'll know what we're talking about.
Black and indigenous people of color. Black and indigenous people of color. Lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer. Lesbian, gay, bi, transgender, and queer. Asian American Pacific Islander. Asian American Pacific Islander, Latino Hispanic Romani and Creole, Latino Hispanic Romani and Creole. We all have a place in this world.
Romani Creole.
Creole. She does have a nice R roll.
What about the Italians?
Yeah.
What about the French?
What about the Germans?
The Germanics.
She missed that one.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. Mark, are you going to download that in your for your iTunes?
Yeah, if I need my ears to bleed more, I'll be sure to download that.
Well said.
Hey, Todd, when you played that and you played that entire song through, I don't know if you remember in the 90s, MTV had a show that they did or a little excerpt they did called Celebrate Our Differences.
Oh,
wow.
Do you
remember this at all?
No, that was after. So I'm an 80s guy, so I was back when MTV was all about music. No, I don't remember that.
Oh, okay, so this happened in the early 90s, I guess. So it was like the tail end. But anyway, it was called Celebrate Our Differences. If you want to hear a funnier version of what she just sang, it's talking about the same thing, but I'm not kidding. This is hilarious. I can't believe they even actually aired this back in the day, but it talks about all the differences. It goes, celebrate our differences, and then it brings up Chinese people.
I know what you're talking about, the Chinese people.
About?
We're gonna.
Yeah.
I've got to see if we can play that.
And then they had the Africans. They said Africans, and then they go, ooga booga, and it's like, oh, my God.
You okay.
Know, when she's singing that, I'm thinking of the other one.
I know exactly what you're. So now that.
Oh, my goodness.
So it is a. So they actually put up a warning label on this. I got to read this. Potentially offensive content ahead. The content ahead may be offensive to some users and likely more so with Chinese, African, or Mexicans. Oh, wow. You know what? We're going to listen to this, Mark, and we will see if we're allowed to play this without getting an FCC fine.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you a whole lot about it, but what I told you was it's probably pushing a little bit, but it's hilarious if you think of it and you play it along right after that. If you're playing her, you should be able to play that one, but that's just me.
Mark, it is a brilliant idea. We will strategize in the break and stay tuned. We will.
Oh man, I can't wait. Todd, I listen every day, man, and I love your show, and we're all listening to you here in Georgia.
Well, Mark, thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, I've been told Ben Dieter has given the thumbs up, so we've got this from the old MTV, and this actually, and Mark is right. I forgot all about this. This actually aired on MTV. Here we go.
We got to celebrate our differences.
Ooga booga doo, ooga booga do.
We got to celebrate our differences.
Nacho taco, chimichanga.
Cause it's beautiful when the whole world sings together. It's chimichanga.
Now, the lyrics, Ben Diener.
Oh, boy.
This is how TV used to be before it went, like, all woke. The lyrics, we've got to celebrate our differences. Ching chong, ching chong, ching ching chong, ching chong chong. Oh. We've got to celebrate our differences. Ooga booga, do ooga booga do. We've got to celebrate our differences, nacho taco, chimichanga, because it's beautiful when the whole world sings in harmony. I am getting misty just repeating the lyrics here.
It's beautiful.
I'm tearing up.
It's just the more politically incorrect version of Jesus loves all the children of the world. Red and yellow, black and white. Should have stuck with that one. You know, it's crazy, Todd, because there's a disclaimer on the video. And it's like, you mentioned it, and I wasn't sure if that was actually true. And when you pull it up, it has this big warning label. If you watch it, you will be offended.
Red, yellow, black, white, ching chong, ooga booga, nacho taco, chimichanga, all precious in his sight. We'll be right back, America.
Got to celebrate our differences. Ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong, ching chong. We got to celebrate.
Ooga booga do, ooga booga do.
We got to celebrate our differences.
Nacho taco, chimichanga.
Cause it's beautiful when the whole world sings together.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show back in the old days on MTV. All right, some news to share with you. This is coming from Mediaite, and I'm not terribly surprised by this, but reporters claim that Politico actually killed negative stories about Joe Biden. Two former Politico reporters, Mark Capito of Axios and Tara Palmieri of Puck, claim there were instances when their ex-employer either killed or resisted negative stories about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. They revealed all of this on a podcast this week, and they're saying that the press has lost the public's trust by erroneously declaring true or plausible information as misinformation. And they cited the Hunter Biden laptop story as an example. By the way, not a single major news operation has apologized for their coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Not a one. Not a one. And somebody owes the New York Post especially an apology for all the you-know-what that they went through for having the courage to publish the original story. Unbelievable. And people are surprised now when major news organizations are coming out there and they're saying, well, we're having to lay people off. We can't afford to keep people on staff. People are canceling their subscriptions. And journalism is in a free fall right now. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, this is a great example of this. Marjorie Taylor Greene earlier today was just infuriated because she's constantly accosted by these reporters bringing up just insane stories. She cannot walk from point A to point B in the Capitol building without being accosted. And here's what you need to know. And Dieter, you're sort of fresh out of journalism school, 4 or 5 years now. The reality is that journalism schools are not graduating reporters. They're graduating activists and agitators. That's what's really going on here.
Yeah, there's no question. And the reality is these journalism professors, I know this because I've covered it, they are activists, but they're disguised as reporters. And so while they scream that they are, take for example, Politico or Axios, Todd, wouldn't they claim to be unbiased, objective, straight news, except for the column sections? They would. And they're not. They disguise themselves. They cloak themselves in this term, we're straight news. But if you read paragraph one, injected into even headlines is so much bias. And why cable news networks or shows like this that are opinion-based are actually growing, where legacy media, your Washington Post, your New York Times, your CNN, stations are dying is because they've been lying to their viewers, to their readers, by saying, oh, no, we have no bias, when in all reality, we can all see it. You read it in their copy.
No doubt about it. And that's a big problem. This is why people don't like the media. They don't trust the media because they know they're not getting the news fair and balanced. They're just not anymore. Now, here on this program, we're not a news-based program. You guys know I'm a conservative. You know exactly where I'm coming from. I don't hide that at all. But at the end of the day, we're also it's also incumbent upon us to, you know, do journalism. We just don't want to share information with you that we don't know to be true. That would be a dereliction of my responsibilities. So it goes both ways. And I will say this, that I'm happy to call out anybody. I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. I don't use anybody's talking points except my own. But the problem is what's happening on the reporter pages. And when you look at this new crop of journalists that are now working at the White House, Ben, I'm telling you, my concern is you have very green reporters, young reporters. They don't have any life experience. And for a job like that, as a White House correspondent, you need life experience. You need institutional experience, or otherwise you're going to miss out on the story.
And not only are a lot of these people incredibly unexperienced, they're lazy. That's the other thing. Like, we could go deep into these journalism schools are piping out these radical activists. Yes, that's true. But also, let's face it, a lot of these young reporters, they're lazy and dumb. I read their copy. Their copy sucks. They can't write properly. So, yes, are they leftist? Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that. But they're lazy. And I don't know how they still have their jobs. And I think that's why, like, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, they are eyeing all of these layoffs and cuts. They're like, hey, with artificial intelligence, we can replace all of you guys because you guys are asking for these huge salaries and you're not piping out a good story, not turning great copy. That's what's happening.
And aside from Liberty University, and they're doing a great job of churning out journalism majors, I'm telling you, it is a problem at universities across this country where they're not training up news reporters, they're training up the activist. And that's really the downfall of American journalism right there. Mm-hmm. And without American journalism, and it's important for us to have a fourth estate, we need reporters out there holding government accountable, reporting on the news. But that's just not what they're doing anymore. They've lost focus, and that's why so many of these news organizations are going belly up. And now even local TV, especially local TV, is coming under the gun. And Ben, they're just firing all sorts of people left and right. It's just unbelievable the number of layoffs.
Yeah, with like even local meteorologists, that's not even political or newsy. It's, you know, your local meteorologist, and a lot of people still tune into that. I also think these reporters and these news organizations, you're competing with the rise of social media. The days of cable, it's not looking great. And the X is where people are going. Facebook, Rumble, all of these different platforms, Getter, that is where people are consuming news. I don't see that as a big problem. It's just the future.
Well said. All right, Ben, thank you. Folks, got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we have some breaking news involving at least one Republican senator who is a no vote on Pete Hegseth's nomination to be Secretary of Defense. We've been hearing that at least three senators, Republican senators, including Mitch McConnell, are going to be no votes. That would mean J.D. Vance would have to come in and break the tie. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, Lisa Murkowski, now officially a no vote on Pete Hegseth, and we understand as many as three lawmakers, senators, Susan Collins also, and Mitch McConnell, so those three say they will vote no on Hegseth. You know, I was just doing the tally. So far, only two of President Trump's nominees have been confirmed, John Ratcliffe and Marco Rubio. That's it. Come on, Republicans, let's get a move on here. Got a lot of fire under these senators. We've got a lot of work to do, and Donald Trump needs his cabinet picks. This is ridiculous. Welcome back, everybody. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up, we're going to be talking to our good friend, Glenn Story, over at Patriot Mobile. You're going to love them. Man, they were on fire. They did a lot of stuff at the Capitol, and they're just really crushing it over at Patriot Mobile. I've got to tell you also about our good friends over at Priority Gold. When you look at gold, folks, I'm telling you that it is the proven shield to what's going on in our country right now. And the markets are a little crazy, 401ks a little iffy, retirement plans are in jeopardy, and that means you need to figure out a way to shield your retirement plan and to diversify your retirement plan. And I want to recommend gold, silver, platinum. Priority Gold is offering my listeners a free wealth protection guide, your step-by-step plan to fortify your savings with gold. There is no cost, there is no obligation, and you get instant delivery. So text the word Todd to 24999. That's Todd to 24999, or visit PriorityGold.com to get your free guide today. Do not wait, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, Priority Gold, they're not going to force you to buy anything. They want you to educate yourself, which is why I want you to get this free wealth protection guide. Again, text Todd to 24999 or go to PriorityGold.com. I want to play some audio here. This is a female marcher at one of these big protest rallies, talking to the Daily Wire and talking about the Lake and Riley bill, a bill that would deport illegals convicted of deadly crimes. Cut number 13.
We're here today with a civil rights and immigrant rights group called BAM.
Okay.
And we're here to defeat Donald Trump and his fascist movement.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
What are your? How do you plan to defeat him in the fascist movement?
Yeah. I mean, Donald Trump has stated that, like, on day one, he's going to carry out mass deportation and to pardon January 6th, like, rioters. And especially the Lincoln Riley bill is an immigrant bashing bill that has to be defeated now. And I think that we must, like, take mass action to stop, like, these ICE terror in our community, and we want to raise wherever we are in our community, we have to build defense guard against ICE raids and deportations.
Do you know who Lincoln Riley is?
When I read it, I kind of retained the information, but I didn't retain.
I think she was killed by a guy that was an illegal immigrant.
Huh?
I think she was killed by a guy that was an illegal immigrant. That's part of the reason this bill is a big deal.
Yeah, I think that might have been the case, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, are you supportive of measures to, protect the border from criminals and people like that?
I mean, I think that has been, a really right-wing rhetoric. Crimes happen everywhere in the world and in any community. And, to paint a picture that, illegal immigrants are, coming in to be, terrorists and criminals, that's just plain racist. And so, we are for open borders and for, citizenship rights for all, with or without papers.
So open borders, unrestricted immigration, shouldn't matter who you are?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Ben, to your point about journalism, the reporter didn't know that. I think it was
the reporter was the female,
right?
Was some dude,
exactly. I think the reporter.
I think she was trying to bait because it was a Daily Wire reporter. I just think the question came out a little bit wonky.
Yeah, I'm done with journalism in general. But this idiot, that guy, ladies and gentlemen, is symbolic of the kind of hate that people have for American citizens in this country. ABC News in Chicago, they're literally telling illegals how to fight back if ICE should come knocking at their front doors. I am not kidding you. Let's take a listen.
Breaking news at this hour as well. President Trump now authorizing ICE to target schools and churches in its deportation raids. He is revoking a directive excluding arrests in so-called sensitive areas. Chicago's immigrant community on edge tonight as Michelle Gallardo reports activists and elected officials are canvassing neighborhoods, letting people know their rights should ICE come knocking.
Up and down Cermak Avenue today, business after business prominently displayed the same flyer. Don't open for ICE. Little Village business owners telling us it's the least they can do.
La gente debe estar unida.
People need to stick together, no matter their immigration status, says Jose Luis Vasquez, who's owned this computer and phone repair shop for 9 years now. A few blocks away at the Little Village Arch, a handful of activists braved the sub-zero wind chills to rally against the Trump administration's stated plans to conduct mass deportation raids in Chicago.
We've been out here since 5 a.m, educating our community, educating our people that they have rights.
Among those canvassing the neighborhood was 22nd Ward alderperson Michael Rodriguez, who spent the morning passing out informational flyers, instructing people what to say should ICE come knocking.
Eso le puede entregar a la inmigración.
There was, to be sure, little in terms of foot traffic in Little Village today. And while much of that may very well be related to the cold, there is most certainly fear. The executive director of the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights telling us their hotline has been inundated with calls.
From January 1st to January 19th, we saw 800 calls. But on January 20th alone, we saw over 400 calls.
Border Czar Tom Homan saying in an interview on Fox Business today.
The president's been clear. I've been clear that right out of the gate, we're looking for public safety threats. ICE agents are out there doing that now.
Meanwhile, Governor Pritzker saying the number of people initially targeted, those with criminal records, might be much higher than initially believed.
We have heard that they are targeting as many as 2,000 people initially in the city of Chicago alone.
All right, there you have it, folks. ABC News out of Chicago. And they're trying to educate illegals on how they can steer clear of ICE. And to me, that's aiding and abetting. So I, you know, again, you can make that decision by not watching ABC News. But when you watch ABC News, folks, this is what you're getting. And this is what you're helping to facilitate. It's just unbelievable. All right. 901-260-5926. Our number, that's 901-260-5926. So I want to play some audio here. This is from Fox News, Bill Malusian in Boston, and he was allowed to tag along on some of these immigration raids. These are happening all over the country, and we can now confirm more than 500 people, at the very least, have now been arrested as a result of these immigration issues. Cut number one, please.
We're going to be targeting some extremely violent offenders today.
Within moments, the officers are on the move with eyes on their first target.
Looks like we got movement, target vehicle coming out.
They quickly take him into custody. He's an MS-13 gang member wanted in El Salvador for aggravated murder. And he has an Interpol red notice out for his arrest.
We are targeting very violent threats to our community.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
So, you feel me? Little Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
Unbelievable. I love it. Love it. Every single day, folks, we're going to keep you updated on what's happening with these immigration raids. We have got to root out the criminal, illegal, alien thugs and send them back to wherever they came from. Now, this is exciting news. Duck Dynasty. Were you a big Duck Dynasty fan? I was a Duck Dynasty guy before Duck Dynasty was cool. I really was. I watched the show from day one. And it's really interesting, Ben, because when A&E first launched Duck Dynasty, they didn't realize the kind of a show they were getting. They thought this was going to be like redneck, you know, drinking and belching and shooting guns and all that. Well, there's a lot of shooting of the guns. But they didn't account for the fact that the family is deeply religious, and that was a big controversy early on. As a matter of fact, Phil Robertson told me years ago, Phil told me that they told him he could no longer pray at the dinner table, and Phil said, well, then we're not going to be doing a show. Long story short, they kept the prayer. Well, anyway, Duck Dynasty is now coming back to TV, A&E announcing a reboot of the reality TV show. They're calling it Duck Dynasty, The Revival, and it looks like everybody's coming back, and probably everybody except for Phil, who is not doing very well. He's having some health issues. But anyway, Duck Dynasty coming back summer 2025 on A&E. That ought to be kind of exciting. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, the Todd Stern Show. James Comer, the congressman, will be joining us, a number of special guests. Going to be a lot of fun. That's 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. Well, I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we're always honored to have the president of Patriot Mobile joining us, America's only Christian conservative cell phone company, Glenn Story. Glenn, you have been a busy man. I've been following your adventures on social media.
Well, you know what? Hey, before I go there, Todd, I just want to say thank you, and thank you for everything you do. You're one of the few that tell the truth every time you speak. You don't try to hide anything. And you know what? You're a true journalist, a true reporter, and a great show host.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, Glenn. And we've enjoyed the great work you guys are doing and hearing from so many people that are so glad that they've switched to Patriot Mobile. And it excites me when I see you guys out there. And, you know, you know how it is. Some people talk the talk, but you guys are out there. You're walking it. You're at all of the events, and you're making a very public statement about the values of Patriot Mobile. And I just think that's so amazing.
Well, you know what? I do too. And, you know, I was in D.C. until Monday or Tuesday, landed in North Texas and turned around and came out here to Las Vegas to the SHOT Show. And you know what it really boils down to, and I think you said this a little bit ago, you know, we say what we're going to do and we do what we say. And that is to glorify God in everything we do. We you know, he's at the helm of our business, and we are his stewards, and we truly believe that the things that we're doing are biblical in nature, in our business. Patriot Mobile is, you know, we sell cell phone service to anyone that wants it, right? We buy wholesale from the three major carriers. We repackage it and sell it retail. And here's the real beauty. If you have coverage today, then we can cover you. And if you like what we say and do, you know, we are going to donate to First Amendment, Second Amendment, Right to Life, and military first responders. And those are our core pillars. And, you know, this year we'll donate probably close to $3 million to those core pillars. And you know what? A part of that, Second Amendment. That's why we're here today. We just believe in the freedom, the right to bear arms, and to protect our homes and our homestead. So, you know, that's what we're doing here.
Glenn, I know you guys are really plugged in with Charlie Kirk and Turning Point USA. What is that experience like meeting so many younger patriots, younger Americans?
Well, you know what? It's a great question. You know, my dad, I got to speak at Turning Point, and last year in particular, you know, it was a rough year. And I walked out on stage, and looking at all these younger faces, it blew me away. And I just forgot all of my remarks, and I said, look, you know what? You guys are the future of this country, each and every one of you. You know, my dad was a World War II vet. He served in blowing up bridges. He came back. His town was besieged or gone overseas still fighting. He reenlisted in the Navy. They built the greatest economy and the greatest country ever, that generation. And I said, they only had one enemy, and it was foreign. You guys sitting out here in the audience have two enemies. You not only have the foreign enemies that want to kill you, they hate the West, but you got inside, the domestic, you know, whatever you want to call them, the teacher unions. They're trying to feed you full of malarkey. And I said, you guys are the future. And I'll tell you what, fast forward to this year, that group really did help. I mean, Charlie Kirk going to campuses and talking to students and getting them to put a red hat on and not brainwashing them, tell them the truth, because they've never heard the truth. So I just love it. It fires me up every day.
Glenn Story, the co-founder and president of Patriot Mobile, is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And folks, I want you to check out patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. Or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. You're going to be talking to somebody right here on American soil, and they're going to help you find a package that will fit your budget. They're just super, super cool folks to hang out with. Glenn, real quick, you mentioned you're at the SHOT Show, and you guys travel to a lot of different conventions around the country, and you're meeting a lot of folks at these events as well.
Yeah, no question about it. You look at what's going on here. It's really kind of interesting. The SHOT Show is an industry event, and it's all ranges of folks. I mean, young and old, big, thin, you name it. And they're all here because they love hunting, fishing, and they like to go out and shoot. And it's awesome. I mean, the energy this year is better than I've ever seen it. And it's just amazing what the greatest president of all time, at least in my lifetime, is reelected, inaugurated, and doing what's very patriotic, protecting this country, putting America first. And, you know, I just pray for him to always take the wisdom that he gives you. And I pray for the other side to quit serving themselves or to serve him or serve our Creator as opposed to themselves.
Well,
and it's interesting.
All right, Glenn, we're going to have to leave it there. But again, by the way, I want you to run over. If you see my good buddy Lars Larson, he's doing a show from the SHOT Show. So tell him we said hello if you run into him.
I will. Do you know what booth he's at?
You know, I do not. I should know that. I just know he's out there broadcasting all this week, and maybe we need to be out there next year. So we may make plans to head over to Vegas.
Todd, I would highly recommend it because everybody here is going to love what you do. Hey, if you can text Lars and me,
yep,
and connect us and let me know where we are, I'd love to go by and see him and give him a hug, tell him Todd was supporting him and loves his work.
I'll do it. All right, Glenn, have fun out there in Vegas.
All right, brother. Thank you for hosting me, and have a blessed day.
All right, Glenn Story, everybody, the co-founder and president of Patriot Mobile. I am serious as all get out. We love these folks, and they do incredible work, and I'm telling you, go check out their cell phone service, patriotmobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. All right, we got to leave it there. Tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. We'll see you on the TV. Get out there and be good, America.